You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is the return of Classic Rock Mine. And there we are. Yes, Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live. Saturday night is a time to let go. It's a time to wait for snow. It's a time for, I don't know. It's time for Classic Rock Mine. I know that. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Mike Conway. This is Classic Rock Mine. For 10 years, I held this slot 9 to 11. Then my brain exploded and I needed to go away. But now I'm back. Classic Rock Mine plays the best classic rock that you have never heard. If you like classic rock, you will hear B-sides, D-sides, F-sides, if there is such a thing, and you will hear classic rock from around the world, because back in the day, say 66, 73 or so, classic rock was taking place across the globe. It was all over Asia, Europe, Africa, South America, maybe even the Arctic Circle. Penguin rock? Who knows? All right, on tonight's program, we have, let's see, we're going to hear some BTO, some Uriah Heep, some Sonny Bono. We're going to travel to faraway lands and meet faraway bands like Cubian Blizzards from the Netherlands, Blues Creation from Japan, and Epitaph from Germany. So if you dig classic rock, stay with me for the next 2 hours. You may learn something. You may be frightened. I don't know. We are going to start things off by going to, let's see, this is a UK band from 1970. And the guy who started this band was the former bass player from Deep Purple. So Deep Purple Phase One, you know, the Hush thing. This guy was the bass player. Then he got kicked out. And then he started his own band. And I don't know, dig this song. It's probably one of the best rock songs about a Midwest city that I have ever heard. So as I will say many times over the course of this program, dig it and dig it deep.
City where I was born. I got a feeling I can't understand. I wanna get Switch your tie, you're looking smash. If you don't mind, I'll take your cash. Soon I'll get the money, I got to feel fine. I pack my bags and you can drink my wine. Only gotta know I got to go home. Good Lord tells me so, so help me.
Show me the way to take the way.
Come on and show me.
Show me
I gotta get home, yeah.
Show me the way
to the city.
Come on, baby,
you gotta help
to get through it.
Ah.
Come on, baby, you got to get through it. Show me
come
the way to take through it.
Show me the way.
Which train goes a new way? You know I got the best.
Cause I know my time's coming fast. I gotta try and make it there.
Oh, saw.
Whoa, whoa, God.
To the dance of the ghost.
See, I want that fade to go on and on just to see how high they can sing, because every chorus, you know, every verse, they keep going higher and higher and higher, and then it just fades out. That was The Sweet with Papa Joe from 1971. Before that, we heard Redbone with Wovoka from Wovoka, 1973. Plus, from, I believe, Plus, yep, they were from the UK. They gave us Introit off of their concept album, Seven Deadly Sins. And that came out in 69. That was produced by Simon Napier Bell, who played for the Yardbirds and, I believe, managed the Yardbirds. And we start that set off with the greatest song about a Midwestern city, Warhorse, featuring Nick Simper, formerly of Deep Purple. They gave us St. Louis off the Warhorse album from 1970. Now, you know, I don't want to say that St. Louis is one of the reasons that Warhorse didn't get huge like Deep Purple, but I don't know. A good rock song about St. Louis? I don't know. Maybe it got airplay in St. Louis. I assume it did. It should have. It's a great song. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. I will be with you until 11 p.m. playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. And at 11, the lovely Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, at least two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we have lots of minutes of classic rock coming your way. Now, the last two songs, Wovoka and Papa Joe, they're, you know, very upbeat, very, you know, blah, 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 blah. This next song is not. Dig it and dig it deep. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maybe someday. up out of jail. But she had nimble feet. She stayed one step in front of the heat, even though she was afraid. She maintained her lucrative trade. With the birth of each date, she had optimistic faith that she'd find out where she was at. All the songs of today, pointing out that her theory was fact. But still, inside she'd cry when she went to bed with some guy who paid the price to hold her tight, who had the bread to keep her all night. She started smoking pot just to keep herself from flipping. Take a ride to hide from that world outside. And all her tears were very cool, 'cause they were easy to hide. Emmy's on a bummer now, and no, nobody knows where she's at. Fate gave her one more vicious blow. She got hung up on an untouchable cat.
That was Stray from the UK with Change Your Mind. That is off of their first album, Stray. It's actually off of a reissue CD that was a bonus track, but it was recorded in 1970. Stray were great. They put out like 12 albums or something in the UK. Solid psychedelic in the beginning, went towards hard rock. Absolutely no airplay in the US, and it's a shame because they rock. Before that, Parish Hall with Lucana. Off of Parish Hall from 1970. Those guys were from the San Francisco Bay Area. Boomerang with Mockingbird. Boomerang, the LP from 1971. Boomerang was formed by Mark Stein after Vanilla Fudge sort of splintered off. He decided not to go to Cactus. He decided not to sign a record deal with Ahmet Ertegun. He started Boomerang. Yeah, what are you going to do? Before that, the late, great Sonny Bono. Where else are you going to hear Sonny Bono on the air? Not Sonny and Cher, Sonny Bono. That was the epic Pammies on a Bummer. off of his only, surprise, his only solo LP, Interviews, that came out in 1967. I just couldn't resist. And the reason I played that song was the first song from our set, by an artist called Bocage Retsim. And the very animals inspired So Bad off of an album called Psychedelic Underground from 1968. That album was recorded in Germany. It was on an exploitation label, and there is like no information about who plays on it. But I found it, so I played it. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We'll be together until 11 p.m. playing the best classic rock that you have never heard. And then at 11, Belinda comes in and takes over the studios with Bubbles in the Think Tank. Two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned. What else are you going to do? You're going to stay tuned. That's what you're going to do. All right, moving right along, as we are getting into a sort of hard, rocky kind of thing going on, we are going to pray to the vinyl gods and dig this and dig it deep.